All right, we're here at the 2008 Microsoft Pro Photo Summit. I'm here with three luminaries, fantastic photographers, Jerry Gernis, Bambi Cantrell, and Matthew Jordan-Smith. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to have a little mini panel here, a bit of a discussion. The three of you are well known in the, if I can paraphrase, the broader, let's say, fashion, photography, celebrity space. What we want to talk about is, what do you think is perhaps one or two of the most important changes to the photography industry in the last 5 years? And then let's look forward and let's think about what's going to happen in the next 5 to 10. So, Jerry, if we can start with you, maybe something you've seen. It doesn't have to be technology. It could be social issues. It could be, you know, the distribution of cameras around the world. But something to do with photography last 5 years. What have you seen?
I think the digital age has come upon us. What I love about it, from my business perspective, is the ability to share photographs immediately. Mm-hmm. So shooting a wedding, for example, I can download the photos very quickly, present a slideshow at the reception, and blow everybody away with something amazing. Mm-hmm. So at 9:30, you're getting everyone just freaking out, and half the room crying, half the room cheering, and they just can't believe they've just witnessed this amazing wedding and seeing it right there. And so for me, and I think for the industry in general, and the public, has been magnificent.
So perhaps the immediacy of digital? Is that
immediate? Absolutely. Right. Yeah, everything's instant. Absolutely.
And Bambi?
I'd have to say it's the sense of community.
Okay.
You know, when you think about our world and the fact that, you know, one of the things that made me think about was the earthquake in China and mm-hmm. how that very quickly we saw images of a wedding photographer photographing, you know, this unbelievably heartrending experience, and how that immediately it was brought upon the web. And I think about the impact of that, but also in a positive way, how that because of the digital age that we have the ability to see humanity in its real form and be able to share, you know, wonderful images of our children and our families and so forth across the web in a very instantaneous way. And I love the fact that we have this sense of community, and I really am very I'm very excited about this global human experience.
Mm-hmm. Matthew?
The last 5 years has changed so much for me. 5 years ago, I was shooting 90% film.
Okay.
Now I'm shooting 90% digital, mm-hmm. for assignments anyway. My personal work is on film, but I'm shooting 90% digital, and it's immediate, right away. Client wants it right away. I'm not sending film anymore. I'm sending a drive, or I'm putting it on an FTP site. Everything's faster and faster and faster. And I want it even faster. Even as I work my computer, I want to process faster and upload faster. Now it's about speed.
To that point, just on the film versus digital, now that's a conversation that's always happening in the photography industry. Do you think that we will see a continued decline on analog film photography, or do you think it's perhaps plateauing out and digital will still get more and more abundant in the consumer space and professional space, but we will still see film in the professional space and in the artistic space?
I think film will always be there, period. It is plateaued at this point right now, but we can't lose it. People who will always want to use it, artists, fine art photographers, professionals. I went to a seminar recently, and one of the great journalists like, no, I'm only going to use my T-Max, you know. But at the same time, if you're traveling around the world, I went to India 3 years ago with film, shot 200 rolls of film. I'm going to Japan 2 days from now. I'm taking just a digital camera. That's it.
Yeah. Bambi, your thoughts?
You know, I'd have to say that I do believe that there'll always be a place for film. Just as I think about those little old ladies that are in Italy, you know, that make lace and, you know, and things that there's always that niche market. But I think for the general consumer specifically, they love the instant gratification. And quite frankly, I am absolutely passionately in love with digital media myself, because it's made me much more creative. If I think of an idea, I can do it immediately. I can try it and see if what I had in my mind was something that I wanted to pursue. And so I feel that digital media is absolutely here to stay, and where I see it going to, I really believe that we're going to see the world of video and film become one. And I feel that there's going to be a meshing together of the still media and the video in a very creative way to create pieces that very much have a heartbeat.
Right. We are seeing some of the high-end SLR cameras now shooting, you know, up to 12 and 20 frames per second, which is actually encroaching very close on what a video camera actually films, when, like the ones we're using right here. Is that how you see perhaps film and video coming together?
Well, not for me personally. I mean, I don't see myself shooting, using a video camera and cutting stills out of it, but I see it in a combination. So in other words, for instance, if I were shooting a wedding, I might shoot stills and video so that in an album that I may have imagery that is these incredible, beautiful, incredibly beautiful stills, but that then there's also this thread of video that might run through it. So to create a very comprehensive media, just a completely different media than what we have today.
You know, I can't believe that there's some professionals these days that have never shot film professionally.
Wow.
Like, I'm at a seminar and I ask, well, how many people have shot film professionally, and maybe 20% put their hand up. So that freaks me out from a position where I'm in, where I photographed on the RB67, Mamiya RB67, 15 years ago. At one stage, I was like Rambo. I had like these, and I had the tripod there with the big camera, the Metz flash, the 3 220 backs with color, 2 120 backs, one with black and white, one with post-processing. I had a little camera for black and white, 35 mils infrared, and that was tough. And I think that those of us who've been from that background, I think that that's an experience that you just can't buy, because we've been there, and now we have these cameras that have an instant Polaroid in the back of the camera that you can shoot raw and underexposed and overexposed three stops and have no problem.
It doesn't matter.
And I change your ISO on every single image. And then some people saying that's still not enough, it's still not good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just pathetic, you know? So I find that sometimes we're spoiled with technology and we just don't realize it for what it is. We always ask, well, what doesn't it do? Like, you know, it can't do this and it can't do that. But what it can do for us is quite amazing, as we've seen, you know, the sense of community and all that stuff. And that earthquake comment, I mean, after me, you just... It's like saying world peace, and it just cheapened what we just said.
Well,
I mean,
there you go. What can I say? You know, but that comes from my days as a, you know.
It's your infinite. I know. Once you get over 70, you know, infinite.
Yeah, I know you understand that. You
infinite
know, you,
wisdom.
Can you tell me when you get there? Okay, I get there, so I can prepare for that.
Do you think we'll see a renaissance of film? Do you think perhaps it may come back, or is it now kind of at a point where it's going to continue at its current level in, as you said, the fine art and the professional space? But will there be a renaissance of film?
I personally don't think so.
Okay.
I think there'll be some people who want to hang on to it, but mm-hmm. it's like saying, well, where's the dark room these days?
Right.
It's like you can't ignore technology that helps you.
It's kids playing Xbox. That's
I have to tell you, I disagree with that because, you know, I mean, not that digital's going to go away. I think it's absolutely here to stay. However, when you look at Hollywood, and I think about the people in Hollywood, when they want to have something photographed, let's say they're having a wedding event or something, they choose like that Super 8 or one of those. They choose film to have that kind of thing shot. So I really believe that there will be a resurgence in that, and that it's this wonderful creative media. But I don't think it'll replace digital. I just think it's one of those fine art elements that will be...
Another tool.
Yeah, it's just another tool.
Right.
A little 5% or something like that.
Now, I'm wondering, obviously, as professional photographers, you have lots and lots of cameras, and most of the time when you're shooting, they're relatively large, bulky devices. Do you carry point-and-shoots on you? Do you have cell-cam cameras? What do you guys have for instantaneous capture? Matthew?
I carry with me on every shoot an arsenal of cameras. A film camera. I carry my RZ still. I still carry a 35 film camera, and I have my 1DS Mark III.
Do you have
and an H2? On me today, I have my Snapshot Canon camera.
And is that in your pocket, in your laptop bag? Where do you
take
that?
My bag.
Right. Cell phone cameras? Do we move in that direction yet, or are they?
I have those as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
It's funny because. Yeah.
I like the cell phone camera. I think that's just really fun. It's a wonderful little thing to have just for, you know, for just something crazy and for playing
snapping
around.
And sending yeah. to your friend.
Exactly.
In
you know, something
Japan.
Crazy happens.
I think what'll make people laugh is, you know, you get there and you put your tripod up, you put out your reflector, you see the people up and you fix your collar and then you bring out your camera phone. technology.
And your Rambo belt.
I'm trying to market that. You know.
And even in terms of trends, there's this guy now, Terry Richardson, who's very famous for all his pictures being snapshots. Mm-hmm. It's becoming a big trend around like all my interns. They all know about this photographer and where he is and what's his style of shooting. And he's doing anything with a little snapshot camera. Yep. And he's famous for it.
Wow. All right, so let's now talk about moving ahead. Let's talk about the future, maybe the next 5-10 years. Again, not necessarily technology. This could be social issues. But where do you guys see photography going? Matthew, start with you. You want some time to think about it?
No, not at all. I see it becoming faster and faster and faster, delivering images faster and faster and faster, where we're able to process images, download, everything is faster and faster. And in terms of shooting as well, you mentioned before like shooting like a video camera where shooting like 20 frames per second, I would love that. Because for me, shooting is about getting the moment. And even now, still with the top-end cameras, they're still not as fast as I'd like them to be. So I see that being the future.
Bambi?
And I'd have to say that just from the standpoint of the sense of humanity, I believe that it's, especially with global warming and with so much emphasis being on being put on, you know, being green and such, I feel that it's going to become even more and more important for us to become that community. And I feel that that's really where, that's an area to me that we can really focus our attention, especially in the photographic community. We can really draw attention to some of those things in a very, very positive and very powerful way.
What does being green mean in the photography sense?
Well, I think it means not being wasteful. It means being thoughtful about what we're doing when it comes to the way that we personally photograph our personal environment. But I also think it has a lot to do with, and this to me, you know, the way that gas is becoming, you know, it will be $6 a gallon by Christmas or whatever the case may be.
And the Christmas presents, it's yeah, like a gallon
exactly.
of gas.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But because of that, because of how these tough economic times, because of these many issues, I feel that people are going to become maybe more back to basics and really appreciate personal things. Like, how about sitting around and having time with your family? And so I feel that photography is going to play an even more important role in the coming years, and not only a role as in a family unit itself, but in our global family, and the fact that people aren't going to be jetting off here and there, and, you know, as much as they would like to and have done in the past, because maybe just they don't have the money to be able to pursue that. So they're going to be able to looking for things that are going to be able to entertain them within the privacy of their own homes. And maybe that means, you know, speaking with their families on the telephone or communicating with them via video, live video feed over the internet and so forth. I think about YouTube and all the Facebook and that kind of thing. I really see that as a very interesting segue to the future and how we can build a community, especially a photographic community.
Joe, your thoughts on the upcoming 5-10 years future of photography?
I think it's scary for those who haven't been educated properly in the beginning.
Okay.
In the sense that if for the domestic market, for like the wedding and portrait market, I mean, everyone shoots a wedding, everyone shoots a portrait, everyone is a photographer. It right. becomes so easy. I mean, you know, you go to a concert these days and you're not allowed to bring your camera. And then what you do is you look at the concert and you see all these little iPhones, everyone capturing those images and uploading them instantly. And there's nothing sacred anymore. It's almost like the big brother is out there watching everything. And I find that from a professional standpoint, I believe that we have to educate each other and bring the true craft of photography back to where it should be. So we can separate ourselves from the, let's say, the person who just wants to capture a memory or something like that, and give something that they can't get, and that's beautiful lighting, posing, the moment, the experience, all the stuff that perhaps the consumer cannot do as well as us. So I find that that's a pretty scary proposition. I find that maybe the strong are going to get stronger, uh-huh. and the weak may get weaker unless we all lift a standard and support each other to separate that distance between us and the consumer.
You know, I think he makes a very, very important point about the importance of educating people. But I think we also, because we've become almost jaded, because you can do everything in Photoshop these days. Oh, you can fix it in Photoshop. That it seems that reality, real human experiences, are no longer there.
Getting it's like away.
Yeah, exactly. And so I really feel that as photographic educators, as all of us are, that it's really important for us to be able to not only educate people on you know, an f-stop from a shutter speed, but also to teach them about the beauty of composition and the fact that photography
integrity
really
image.
Yeah, exactly, about the integrity of an image and fine art as well.
Agreed.
Yes, I also go back again to the future of photography.
Sure.
I think it's going to be wonderful to see where not only shooting faster, but that we're not having the problem of archiving images.
Right.
It's just automatic.
Sure.
And images are up in the sky or whatever, but we're not having to worry about, you know, having a drive fail or having a camera CF card fail, where it's all automatic and the pictures are everywhere and saved. And to family or, you know, we're editing on a TV monitor versus on computer monitor. I'm curious and hopeful about the future.
Some of the interesting concepts we've heard talked about quite recently, we're seeing cameras now that come up with Wi-Fi on board, point-and-shoots, of course. We're now starting to see SD and CF cards with a built-in Wi-Fi capacity, so that once you are taking the photos, they're immediately up to the cloud or back to your PC. As a professional, can you see that as a natural evolution for your craft, or do you think, you know, capturing, you know, a 16 gig card you can physically, tangibly hold in your hand, put in your pocket, will you always have that, or would you like this ability to automatically bang it on the PC or the Mac?
I'd like both. I mean, technology freaks me out. I mean, I'm still trying to get over the
me
fax.
Too.
I'm trying to get over the fax machine. You know, like
I didn't even know the microwave. I didn't even know my kettle
works. So for me, I mean, as an educator, as we all are, I find it really exciting for one day to maybe do a seminar in France or Iceland and take a picture and then just point people to that picture. That is exciting. To see it in real time, and that freaks me out. So I don't want to think about that. I just want to, you know, you go
get
crazy.
Get the image.
Yeah, get the image and share it. But I think both, from a logistical perspective, I think both would be a safeguard, like on the card and be uploaded to Never Never Land.
As long as you maintain control.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I agree with you, Matt.
Are there any, just final closing thoughts, are there any, let's say, one piece of technology or a website that you've seen recently or heard coming up soon that gets you really excited about your craft, either for a professional or for the amateur, maybe just one little parting gift for the people watching the video?
I can tell you there's one website that I am nuts about. There's this company called Vuvox, V-U-V-O-X, and they have the coolest technology. They have this product called Collage, and it's such an interesting piece. I can't even describe it to you. You just have to go look at it. But what it allows you to be able to do is to take imagery and morph them together into a collage, basically. But not just still imagery. You can incorporate music, and you can incorporate sayings and words, and they have these little hot spots throughout the entire piece. And I loved it because it allows me as a creator, as an artist, to be able to go one step farther, and that is to incorporate music in what I do. And because if you think about it, photography is just one of the arts. And if we can take this craft of photography and then morph it by using, you know, techniques to be able to manipulate that image as a fine artist, and then be able to incorporate some sort of music. I was thinking about Franz Lansing this morning.
We spoke to him earlier this morning about the Life Project.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Brilliant.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I think about that in this kind of context. So I'd have to say I love this little company, Vuvox.
Matthew, is there maybe one piece of technology, maybe a new camera that's coming up or a website you've seen, something that's got you really excited?
A new set that has me excited. A new camera that has me excited.
So, for example, I'm very excited about GPS and GPS coming into point-and-shoot cameras. The ability for me to automatically record exactly where the photo was taken.
World.
And what I was pointing at, I think more importantly, I think putting an accelerometer and a GPS device in a camera where I don't need to remember, oh, I was in Las Vegas or Sydney, Australia, and this is what I'm pointing at. For me, that's something that I think is really exciting for the future. I don't know if that's something for
perhaps
the
and not so much as me for doing fashion and beauty, but possibilities and what that leads to. That's what's exciting for me.
Okay.
What opens the door to?
And Jerry?
I would like to see a camera with a flip-out monitor. You know, you get the point and shoots where you can flip it out and then you can, you know, shoot like that. And here we are on a wedding day. We've got to lie down on the ground. We've got to, like, climb up on a pillow. We've got to climb up on a tree. I think the technology of the point and shoots are so amazing. I would like a bit of that genius to go into the top end camera. I know that sounds a bit silly, but I find some of the exposures you get in those point and shoots just freak me out.
Right. I was actually very interested to find out recently that the live view concept has only just really made its way into the high-end professional SLR.
Yeah.
That kind of freaked me out. I understand the technical challenges, but you'd think if the point and shoots had it.
Yeah.
Eons ago.
I think it'd be great. Like, you can be around a corner, you can be a bit less conspicuous. You're outside a ceremony, everyone's congratulating each other, you can go up there, but you can see what you're doing. That I would love to see.
Jerry, Bambi, Matthew, thank you very much for your time and enjoy the rest of the summit.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.